Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, as the election season continues to heat up and hyperventilate, we are stuck once again with a whole lot of finger pointing, a good bit of slander, and some just plain old bad behavior. In a perfect world, of course, we wouldn't have to deal with misinformation or disinformation, whether that's coming from people who occupy high office or who are part of institutions that should have high trust. So the question is, how do we cope with what is sadly becoming entrenched as the new political norm? Well, someone who's been thinking about that and writing about that, Stephen Greenhut, of course, a friend of the show, Western Region Director for the R Street Institute, previously the Union Tribune California columnist based there in Sacramento. And Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You have a fantastic piece, which is often we see this kind of thing where we get the misinformation, disinformation, things that challenge free speech. And, of course, we have that natural response to regulate it through government. Walk us through your piece in terms of what we should be talking about, what we should be thinking about, and while combating disinformation and misinformation is good, the laws aren't going to cut it.
Yeah, it's one of these things that keeps coming up, these discussions. Misinformation is just wrong information. Disinformation is maliciously wrong information. but we're the people, I guess, who are promoting it know that it's not correct and are just trying to, do a psyops or whatever they're trying to do to influence people. The problem that I heard from readers was that they're like, yeah, look, good piece. What do we do about it? And the problem, I guess, we'll start with the easy part, which is the problem is we have this. Nobody seems to be able to even agree on what the basic sets of facts are.
Yeah,
it seems prevalent, especially with social media. I keyed off on Donald Trump, who I'm not a fan, but his allegations have certainly thrown the mainstream media into a tizzy. Those of us who write for newspapers, it's hard to know how to deal with it. So it's a brave new world. And so what I focused on was what we ought not to do, which is always, the easiest part when you're a writer is what not to do. And I see a lot of folks, especially on the left, they want to combat Donald Trump by creating some sort of panels to analyze information and determine what's true. And it's real easy to see where that goes, right? I mean, I use the example of climate change. So a lot of people on the left, they believe it's as true as gravity. So if we have government determining what's appropriate speech in that area, we're going to just silence all sorts of dissenting voices. We're not going to have new studies and new information comes out that challenges the accepted wisdom. And that's never a good idea from a, learning and growing perspective. It's also an assault on the First Amendment. And there have been folks, some academics and folks on the left who have actually said, I quoted a New York Times piece, that we need to rethink how the First Amendment is interpreted. I'm like, no, we don't need to rethink how it's interpreted. I like it just fine. People get to say what they want. We have libel laws to deal with in a civil way with that sort of problem. That's not going to help. It's only going to make it worse. It's only going to breed more distrust, as we've seen, even when the private social media companies have tried to limit speech or put their own spin on what's true, what's information, what's disinformation. So that's just no good. I mean, that's just a bad way to go.
Yeah. And so as you look at that and the one of the quotes you had in there from that same New York Times piece was that they're looking at the First Amendment as just being inadequate for our era. And then I want you to talk through and unpack for just a second this fixation we seem to be getting into in the country, that if we have a problem, that there's got to be a government solution to this of some sort, and that changing laws will change the outcomes. And you say we've got to change the norms before we can ever deal with any kind of changing of the law.
Yeah, I mean, this is really a norm problem, right? Because we can't, if you and I totally disagree, if I say the sky's blue and you say it's green, we can't have somebody try to determine that. A third party in government is never a neutral party. It's a party backed by force. Mm. And I get tired. I mean, I get tired of people with there ought to be a law syndrome where any problem, there's got to be a government solution, a law. As a free market guy, I believe that most things ought to be hammered out and within, social context, within the private sector. The problem is, we have a problem where people just can't even agree on the facts, as I mentioned before, and that's a norm problem. There's no easy solution here, right, other than more good information. you could just speak the truth as we see it, and as much as we can. I mean, I just don't see that there's any super easy fix to it. And part of it is the politicization of everything. Mm-hmm. And I think people often embrace ideas that don't seem factual or true based on an ideology that they've embraced. And I see it on both sides of the spectrum, really.
Yeah.
Some of the crazy discussions I have on X with people on the far left and the far right, and I just can't even believe that people are taking the positions that they're taking. I don't know what you do other than you just keep disseminating facts as we see it and hope that it sticks. I don't know what else you do.
Yeah, well, it is. I think it's that better information and better discourse that you pointed out in your piece as well. I think it's also getting to those norms of that cosmic perspective of staying a little bit humble, that you might actually be wrong about something. It's about being radically curious in terms of, why does she think that's a good way to solve that problem? Or why does he think this particular policy will actually produce a better outcome? But having those kinds of conversations, that kind of information, that kind of discourse, I think is at least the beginning of the beginning of a path. But that more laws and less free speech is rarely going to lead us to anywhere that's going to be meaningful. Stephen Greenhouse, the Western Region Director for the R Street Institute. And Stephen, great to have you back on the show. Great perspective. Great piece, as always. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, that's Stephen Greenhut from Sacramento, Western Region Director for the R Street Institute. And we do have this knee-jerk reaction kind of thing that a lot of times when we want to change outcomes, I love the way Stephen said it. How many times have you said, well, there ought to be a law against, or there ought to be a law for, or we ought to write somebody about that? And while we can be curious and we can go about that, we need to make sure we stop. And before we immediately abdicate our own thinking to government, we got to just think. And then we got to think with each other and have that exchange of ideas and information, have a higher level discussion. Because if we do that, I have great confidence in the American people. We can get to the right solutions. And government has a role to play, but we have to be very careful, especially when we're doing something like combating disinformation. It's getting to the better norms, not more laws, that's going to get us to the better result. All right, we'll step aside for one last break. Some final thoughts coming up on Inside Sources coming up next here on KSL News Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.